This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Gas prices are leveling off, even dropping in some states. This follows a steady rise since February. But as Conrad Wilson reports, this relief is only temporary.
A gas station attendant named Doug spends his days swiping credit cards in Portland, Oregon, and inevitably hearing people's complaints about the price of gas.
They just think it's too high.
But it turns out this is pretty much how gas prices play out every year. Joanne Shore is chief industry analyst at the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers Association. She says gas prices typically bottom out during January, but come spring, refineries start to go offline for maintenance, so prices tend to increase. They drop again before the summer driving season, which is where we're at now, only to go back up yet again during the summer. So is there anything particularly unique about this year compared to years past?
No. Let me think about that for just a moment.
She eventually said bad winter storms might have had some impact on prices because it delayed trains carrying ethanol. AAA's Michael Green says the boom in domestic oil production is also a factor.
Prices are less volatile than they were in the past.
But even something as cyclical as gas prices are still hard to predict. In Portland, I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.